A black man is recovering from multiple gunshot wounds after being shot in the back by police during a traffic stop. But his family and attorneys are questioning why cops even stopped him in the first place. The Columbus Division of Police released body camera video of the cowardly shooting of 66-year-old Michael Cleveland in the back in Columbus, Ohio, on February 5th of 2023. The officer involved, Officer Joshua Hollinger, shot Cleveland as he ran away at about 3.05 p.m. Michael Cleveland ran after the police pulled him over near Wilson and Stanley Avenues. His attorney says he may never walk again. One of those shots hit him in his spinal cord, his attorney said, and is unlikely ever to walk again. His attorney, Sean Walton, went on. In this case, a critical piece of evidence is that at the 106 stage of the video, which I will play for you, the cops figured out who was driving the black pickup truck. And I will play the video for you, and you can make your own determination. One cop remarked, "Oh, it's that fucking Michael Cleveland." The other cop responds, "Oh, is it?" And that is critical evidence that they both knew who Michael Cleveland was. The one who identified who was driving the pickup truck, and the one who said, "Oh, is it?" A clear indication that both of them know Michael Cleveland. Now, I do not know who Michael Cleveland is, and I do not know what Michael Cleveland's criminal history is, or whether the cops actually found a weapon and after they shot Mr. Cleveland. They said they found a weapon, so we're going to go with the fact that they did find a weapon beside Mr. Cleveland. What I have a problem with is the idea that somebody running away can be summarily gunned down, whether the person has a weapon or not. America has over 400 million guns in a country of over 330 million people. That means there are more guns in this country in the hands of civilians than there are human beings in the country. So it's not out of the ordinary that people would have guns. And even people who shouldn't have them are going to have them, as we all know. Now, after Hollinger approached Cleveland, in where Mr. Cleveland had parked his vehicle, at about 1:19 mark in the video, Hollinger pulls his taser out while he was chasing Michael Cleveland, who ran. He then puts the taser back in his holster and pulls his service weapon, which means he made a determination that he was going to use lethal and deadly force. At about the 1:25 mark, Michael Cleveland, with his back turned to Hollinger and in full flight, drops what cops say was a gun, upon which Hollinger fires a series of 6 shots, striking Mr. Cleveland in the back as he fled. Michael Cleveland fell. There can be no rational justification in any country governed by the rule of law for police officers to shoot someone fleeing from them. Worse yet, a person who had committed no crime, as far as the cop knew, when he decided to approach the individual. Regardless of Michael Cleveland's history, no cop can be given carte blanche to shoot a person down like a rabid dog. Now, I did say no cop should shoot anyone. And there may be some exceptions in American law for somebody being where it could be legal for somebody to be shot while they're running away. If, for example, the person had just committed a murder, the cop may be justified in some sense. In some states, I don't know whether he would be justified in all of the 50 states. Now, as soon as Mr. Cleveland parked his car, his truck, his pickup truck, and exited, he decided to run And we hear on the video, which I'll play for you, Cleveland saying, "Hey, sir, hey, sir," and gave chase. A few seconds later, Holinger yelled, "Hey, hands up." Before Holinger could respond, Mr. Cleveland could respond, Holinger unloaded 6 shots into Cleveland. So the "hey, hands up," a precursor to murder or attempted murder, was only said to justify the shooting. It was not said to give Mr. Cleveland a chance to put his hands up or to stop running. These are the precursors they use when they want to murder people. Put your hands up, or get on the ground while they are already on top of you, or stop resisting while they're on top of you and you have no opportunity to resist. These are all things they teach them to say to protect themselves in the age of video cameras. And in this case, Holinger was wearing a body cam. So he wanted to say all the right things before he gunned Mr. Cleveland down. So as Cleveland fell to the ground, he ran up to Cleveland and asked him to show his hand. And the critically injured man, Michael Cleveland, said, "I can't." Of course, he had several bullets in his back. Mr. Cleveland's daughter said, "It wasn't that what we expected to see, like my dad falling straight forward. We didn't know if he was dead or alive." Lakia Cleveland said. The police said the item that Mr. Cleveland dropped to the ground was a gun. But regardless of whether Mr. Cleveland had a gun or not, the police had no justification for shooting him down with his back turned and after he had dropped the weapon. Now, this is not the first time that Holinger had shot anybody. He was not prosecuted for, according to NBC4, that Holinger shot an 18-year-old passenger in a car that Holinger pulled over, and that the teen had a weapon but was running away when Holinger shot him. Again, there was no criminal charges when Holinger shot the teenager, and he was allowed back on the streets, where he was allowed to continue to his reign of terror, shooting people in the back. Now, I'm going to play for you a video of the incident when Holinger exited the vehicle, and at the point when the body cam was after the body cam was activated, and we could hear, understanding of course there is a period of silence before you can actually hear anything on the body cam. So here we go.
"Hey, sir. Hey, sir."
Now, Michael Cleveland is running away.
"Hey, hands up!"
All right. "Hey, hands up." Before he said, "Hey, hands up," the fleeing Cleveland had already dropped the weapon. It's important to note that the weapon was already dropped when he said, "Hey, hands up." And then 6 shots, and Mr. Cleveland fell.
111, shots fired. Suspect has a 33 in his hand. Shots fired!
Okay, shots fired. The other officer to the right of Holinger did not fire his weapon. Cleveland fired 6 shots. We don't know how many hit Michael Cleveland as he fell. Now, here's Holinger. Here's another thing they do. Shots fired. Yeah, shots fired by you. You fired shots. Nobody has fired any shots. Just you, just Hollinger, fired his weapon. Okay. There is Hollinger yelling, "Show us your hands, show us your hands," to a man who he just fired six shots at, who is lying prostrate on the ground, who can't move. Show us your hands. Usually that is preparatory statements to firing more shots, to make sure there's no witness to his crime. So he's going to continue to scream.
Justice! Show me your hands!
This is valuable time.
Show me your hands!
This is valuable time that is being wasted. The man, he fired six shots at Michael Cleveland, who is laying on the ground. This is valuable time. If Mr. Cleveland was dying, that could have been spent getting an ambulance to the scene, or for this attempted murderer to get up to the man who is lying prostrate to try to apply some kind of medical aid. But instead, there he is, yelling.
Where's the guy?
Now, here is Cleveland confirming that he threw the gun. But I'm going to play for you another part of this video, which I really want you to hear, when they're following behind Mr. Cleveland's pickup truck. And you will hear where they confirmed that they knew who it was they were following. We're waiting for that part of the video where they recognize wrong video, where they recognize that it was Michael Cleveland. So there was absolutely no reason for them to even stop Mr. Cleveland in the first place, because they weren't even looking for Mr. Cleveland for any crimes. So I'm trying
to. The black Dodge that was parked out front.
All right, so here we go. We're going to get up to where...
Is that the black Dodge?
Okay, so here they are talking in the squad car.
The body of dash cam video starts with officers focused on a black Dodge truck. Then they ask each other if it's the right one as it drives by. The officers then decide to...
He said, "I'm not sure." So they're not sure when they decided to follow Michael Cleveland's pickup truck. Now, I want you all to listen real keenly. Listen carefully. They weren't sure whether Michael Cleveland's black pickup truck was what they were even looking for, but they decided to follow Michael Cleveland's pickup truck anyway, which nothing is wrong with. You know, police officers have leeway to do that, to make sure of who they're looking for whatever reason or for whomever they're looking for. So here we go.
Follow the truck. And that's when one of the officers figures out who's driving.
Listen.
Oh, that's Michael Cleveland.
Whoops. Okay. Let's back that up.
That's Michael Cleveland.
It's that fucking Michael Cleveland. All right. Now, in an investigation and in a country where the rule of law matters and not racism and the BS that they feed the public, this is critical. This is a critical piece of evidence. So this cop, Hollinger, knew Michael Cleveland and obviously have malice towards Michael Cleveland. All right? There's no way a public servant should respond in that way to a member of the, to a citizen. Now, here we go again. Listen to him.
That's Michael
Cleveland. It's that fucking Michael Cleveland. Let me spell it out for you. It's that fucking Michael Cleveland. So clearly there's animus here, and he knows after he figured out that it was Michael Cleveland, he expressed animosity towards Michael Cleveland. You do not say, it's that fucking Michael Cleveland, unless you have hatred and animosity towards the gentleman whom he would later fire 6 bullets at, hitting him, and for all intents and purposes, turning him into a quadriplegic. So here we go.
The officers.
The other cop says, "Oh, is it?" A clear indication that he also knows who Michael Cleveland is. A clear indication he knows who Michael Cleveland is. This is what premeditated attempted murder is. Okay? This is mens rea, guilty mind. This is a clear and unequivocal piece of evidence to show that both police officers knew who Michael Cleveland is. I don't know who Michael Cleveland is, but it's clear that they both knew who Michael Cleveland is. Now, the officer who said, "Oh, is it?" he did not express anything that could be construed to mean that he has any animus towards Mr. Cleveland. But Olinger clearly.
Who's driving?
It's that fucking Michael Cleveland has clear and unequivocal animus.
The officers continue to follow him until he parks in an alley. That's when they get out, and Cleveland does too.
Hey, sir.
After
that's
Cleveland
Olinger.
Moves, Officer Joshua Olinger gives chase between two buildings. You first see Olinger pull a stun gun.
Okay, he pulls his stun gun as Michael Cleveland runs away. And then he decides against using a stun gun. Remember, it's that fucking Michael Cleveland. So the stun gun was not enough. And when he pulls the taser and decides that the taser was not going to be adequate punishment for his animus, he decides to put it back and resort to lethal force in dealing with somebody who had, as far as he knew, broken no law. Now, it is alleged that Mr. Cleveland had a gun. Now, whether or not Mr. Cleveland had a gun is no justification to decide to summarily kill somebody. Okay? And at the point where he decided to pull his service weapon, he had no indication at all whether or not Mr. Cleveland was armed. It is important to understand this. Now, this is a case probably just as bad as the Tyree Nichols case. But in this case, this criminal has not been criminally charged yet. For whatever reason, I don't know. And he still hasn't been fired. Because he's white. The thing is that even though Mr. Cleveland, they're alleging that Mr. Cleveland was armed, he had no idea about that when he decided to pull his service weapon for a man who was running away. And when you juxtapose that with the fact that he acknowledged that he knew who Michael Cleveland was and responded to his colleague that, "Oh, it's that fucking Michael Cleveland," it shows you the level of animosity he had in his heart towards Mr. Cleveland. For whatever reason, we don't know. But he made that determination that he was going to use lethal force on a man who was running away from him. Now, this is the culture of American police who are murdering people. And this investigation is going to drag on, because this attempted murderer is white. And You know, the idea that a neutral police department is going to investigate it doesn't matter. It's police investigating police. And they're going to stretch this out until, you know, people's anxiety and anger subside. And they'll decide that it was a clean shooting. When clearly it cannot be a clean shooting because this was a criminal act. He has not been fired. And he has not been charged criminally. Despite this critical piece of evidence that goes to mens rea, that goes to guilty mind. Listen more.
But then pulled out his gun a second later. Moments before Olinger fires at Cleveland. You see Cleveland toss a gun.
Okay. Moments before Michael Cleveland, before Olinger fires his weapon. Before he fires his weapon. This is another critical bit of evidence that does not require any investigation, any great investigation, before he fires his gun. Now, listen, even if Michael Cleveland had the gun in his hand and was running away, Olinger would not be justified in shooting him in the back unless he turned around and attempted to point the gun at him, in which case he would be totally justified in using lethal force. But he was running away and, most importantly, had already discarded the weapon. Now, this is what they've been force-feeding the American public, these police departments and these prosecutors and these judges who have made the determination that they're going to overlook these acts of murder and attempted murder and allow police to do what they want in order to maintain order. So that these people become collateral damage. They don't care. And they will continue to push the bounds of credulity to justify these shootings. These acts of barbarism. Moments before he unloaded 6 shots towards Mr. Cleveland. Cleveland had already discarded the weapon.
Then you can hear 5 to 6 shots being fired.
Yep. That's the case. It requires no expansive investigation. It doesn't require any 3-year drawn out investigation. This was attempted murder. Clear and simple. He knew who Michael Cleveland was. He adopted not to use his stun gun, but made a conscious decision to pull his service weapon and fire 6 shots in towards Mr. Cleveland, hitting him and, for all intents and purposes, crippling him. He intended to kill him, and that's attempted murder. Thank you.